we had actually decided to shut down right before, like a few days before they had decided to close the boundary. My name is Dakota Brown. I am the education director at the Museum of the Cherokee. The museum that's here now started in 1976. We have one main exhibit area. The main exhibit begins with our stories and then goes into some archaeology and then into some history as well. But the museum is kind of a brief overview of Cherokee history. Here in Cherokee, I feel like they responded fairly quickly. I think everybody was kind of on board to do something like pretty aggressive. And so what they decided to do was to shut down everything, shut down our casino, shut down the tribal offices, and close the borders, because Cherokee has tons of tourists come here every day. And we were just getting into the tourist season when all this kind of happened. And so they decided to shut down the borders and only let residents and enrolled members onto the boundary. But luckily, I'm an enrolled member, so I was able to like get on and off the boundary fairly easily. But my mom, she lives in Snowbird, and Snowbird's an hour away from Cherokee. She's not an enrolled member, so she could get it to her house in Snowbird, but she couldn't get here to Cherokee. So anytime we had to reach her, it was kind of difficult because they had also closed Graham County's borders. So there was a lot of like meeting that had to be done if we needed to see our mom. I don't think at any point in time my family was like angry about that. We were just glad that they were doing that. We were very happy that they had closed Graham County, and we were very happy that they closed the boundary. And so I don't think at any point in time we were like, oh, this is awful, I hate this, I wish they would open back up. I think we were just like, oh, well, we got to do what we got to do kind of thing. Our language is endangered. We have very few fluent speakers, and there's plenty of reasons for that. One of the main reasons is BIA education, boarding school education. The way that they systematically disconnected us from our language. There is a really small population of fluent speakers, and there's a huge population of EBCI citizens that don't speak Cherokee and are maybe desperately trying. So our language is held right now with our elders, with, you know, our older population. So if something were to happen to them, our language would die. And that's scary. It's really, really scary. And there's like words like extinction that comes to mind that I don't think that most other Americans have to think about.